Ja, ik had het gisteren over weer opnieuw via de amateurband iets doen. Ik moet zeggen dat ik daar toch wel een beetje tegenzin voel. Maar in ieder geval zou je zo'n uitzending dus moeten beginnen in dat geval met de call geven. Als er een natuurramp gebeurt, vertrouw jij dan je leven toe aan het feit dat mobiele telefoons en internetverbindingen nog werken? Vertrouw je daar het leven van je gezinsleden aan toe? Ik dacht het niet. Amateurradio. Communicatie die altijd blijft werken.
This is the BBC, with the Daily Minutes podcast. Oh no, it isn't. I mean, this is the Daily Minutes podcast. This is however not the BBC.
De nu volgende uitzending bevat schokkende voorbeelden van hoe een hobby mensenlevens kan veranderen. Bij jonge mensen onder de 18 kan de aanwezigheid van een volwassene tijdens de uitzending gewenst zijn. Daily Minutes podcast, met nadruk podcast van 24 november 2019, is het bulletin van zondag. Ja, ik worstel weer een beetje met het format van de Daily Minutes. Ik blijf daaraan sleutelen. Het vervelende is, het wil mij niet iets lukken wat mij echt heel erg aanstaat. Nou, veranderde ik via de repeater ook regelmatig, moet ik zeggen. Alleen mijmerde ik daar dan niet zo over zoals ik nu wel doe. Even een slok koffie. Espresso is heerlijk. Maar, ja, ik zit toch te denken. Een plan dat ik eerder noemde, ik zat even tegen de microfoon aan te bonken. Maar iets wat ik eerder noemde was om wat met interviews te gaan doen. Dat wil ik eigenlijk ook nog steeds graag. Op een of andere manier wil dat ook maar niet lukken. Ik moet daar iets van techniek voor doen. Maar zonder gaat het ook wel, zeker bij een paar eerste testjes. Iets anders is dat ik ook al wel de afgelopen jaren wat geïnvesteerd heb in iets met video te gaan doen. Iets meer dan wat ik nu doe. Ik doe nu af en toe een filmpje van het een of ander. Maar ik zou daar natuurlijk ook een rubriek kunnen doen. Veel van die plannen, die vergen echt veel voorbereiding. Ik ben nog niet bereid om te stoppen met, nou ja, zoveel mogelijk elke dag iets te doen. Want dat toch wel bijzonder is. En ik waarschijnlijk een van de weinigen ben ook die dat doet. Maar zoiets als interviews waarschijnlijk ook, maar zeker video, dat vergt zoveel voorbereiding. Dat gaat haast niet elke dag als je daarnaast ook nog werkt. Hè? Als je Enzo Knol bent, dan kun je dat fulltime doen. Of een van de andere bekende vloggers. Maar dat is in mijn geval niet weggelegd. En ik ben ook niet van plan om snel met pensioen te gaan. Dus ik denk niet dat snel gaat gebeuren. En ja, als ik met pensioen ga, dan ben ik misschien ook wel zo kreupel dat het niet meer goed gaat met video. Dus maar nee, zonder gekheid. Maar ja, video één keer per week is eigenlijk naast de dagelijkse uitzendingen gewoon te veel. En dat geldt in zekere zin voor de interviews ook, want ik wil dat goed doen. Ik wil de onderwerpen goed kiezen. Dat wordt dan toch een redactioneel gebeuren. Er zijn nog wat andere dingen in de pipeline ook die nog in de lucht hangen. Ik zit alweer tegen de microfoon aan. Zo ben ik met verschillende partijen in gesprek om betaald dit te gaan doen. Maar ik weet punt 1 niet of ik daar zin in heb, want dan krijg ik dat er toch mensen zich met de inhoud gaan bemoeien en dat wil ik in ieder geval niet. Ik vind het goed om opdrachten te krijgen van af en toe een onderwerp te belichten, maar ik wil toch in grote lijnen zelf de inhoud bepalen. Dus ik weet niet of ik dat doe. Ik zou natuurlijk ook met een sponsormodel kunnen gaan werken. Maar ja, dan moet ik wel eerst iets meer kijkers, annex, luisteraars genereren. Kijk, als dat gebeurt, dan kan ik een deel van mijn werktijd ervoor aanwenden. Omdat ik dan gewoon het geld gebruik wat op die manier binnenkomt. Om de inkomsten goed te maken die ik derf door minder te werken. Dus dat zou natuurlijk ook nog kunnen. Maar dat is allemaal nog ver weg. Want voordat het zover is, moet ik toch eerst wel iets meer mensen hebben die daarna luisteren, annex kijken. Hè? En ik vind het eigenlijk ook wel prettig dat ik een heel kleine doelgroep heb, moet ik zeggen. Dus misschien moet ik maar gewoon niks veranderen. Momenteel valt het aantal luisteraars een beetje tegen. Dat moet echt iets meer zijn. Maar goed, als er een 50, 60 man luistert, dan vind ik prachtig om. Stel je eens voor, een lokaal vol met 60 man waar je voor zit te praten. En ja, momenteel zitten er vaak niet meer dan 10 of 15 of zo in totaal. Nou, misschien wel iets meer als je alle media meekijkt waar het op te horen is. Maar dit is dus niet superveel momenteel. Maar ik vind dat ook wel prettig. Dan kan ik tenminste zeggen wat ik wil, zonder dat er alle gezeik over komt. Hè? Dus Ik weet het gewoon niet. Ik vind wel dat ik iets moet beslissen. Want die vorm die ik laatst had, tot een week of twee, drie geleden, dat stond me erg goed aan. Omdat ik voor de vuist wegpraatte. Ik had niet veel voorbereiding nodig. Het was goed te doen. Maar op een gegeven moment raakte het gewoon op. Ik kan nog wel verder gaan, maar dan wordt het een herhaling van steeds toch wel dingen die geregeld terugkomen. En dat is eigenlijk ook niet helemaal de bedoeling. Misschien moet ik een keer een nieuwe serie maken. Ik heb dat serietje over QRP gemaakt. Vandaag trouwens nog een aflevering daarvan, die serie over QRP, die ik over het verzoek van Peter ook min of meer heb gebracht. Maar ik had zelf ook al een beetje dat idee dat ik dat wilde doen. Maar Peter die riep van, ga dat doen. En dus dat heb ik toen gedaan in het Nederlands. Maar die serie die heb ik dus bewerkt voor een serie die ook nog niet helemaal af is. Trouwens, die serie in het Nederlands was ook niet helemaal af. Ik heb dat nooit helemaal afgerond. Er was gewoon niet zoveel meer te melden. Maar die heb ik bewerkt tot een Engelse serie die momenteel in de VS loopt op de Mighty KBC. Met als doelgroep VS en Canada. Dus dat is op zich wel grappig. Ik zal deel wat het gisteravond gelopen heeft. Gisteravond in de VS. En dat is in de zondagnacht hier. Het is maar een itempje van 2 minuten. Maar die zal ik zo dadelijk, daar zal ik het Engelstalige gedeelte. Nou, moet wat mijn woorden komen. Het Engelstalige gedeelte van deze podcast mee beginnen. Ik moet wel zeggen dat toen ik die geïmproviseerde dingen deed, dat ik daar op een gegeven moment wel erg enthousiast van werd. En het was op dat moment ook wel vaak zo dat ik, ofwel 's ochtends heel vroeg, als ik ineens inspiratie had, of ik 's nachts niet kon slapen, of wat ook, dat ik dan de hele aflevering al, of geheel of grotendeels had ingesproken. En dat waren toch lappen van zeker 20 minuten als je alle overheid ervan afhaalt. Dus dat ging heel goed. Dus misschien kan ik dat ook alweer opwekken. Ik moet dan alleen niet zo druk zijn als de afgelopen anderhalf week. Want dat was toch wel een beetje gortig weer. Ik moet dit weekend ook nog allerlei werk doen. Dus, en heb ik al gedaan. Dus kortom. Het is woekeren met de tijd. En ik hoorde zo pas iemand op de radio zetten dat tijd onze meest kostbare commodity is. En dat is zeker waar. Goed, ik ga verder met, als ik goed gezien heb, is die van TX Factor dus. Dus dat is het RGB nieuws. En ik begin dan met de Mighty KBC, met mijn eigen bijdrage daar ook in het Engels. En helemaal aan het slot zit Onno met zijn column ook nog. Dus ook nog. Ik vind het best wel leuk dat hij er is. Goed, tot zover. Tot zover het Nederlandse gedeelte. Ter opluistering van de feestelijkheden, ter opluistering van dat ik het over een uitzending op de amateurband had, heb ik er maar de callgever onder gezet. En tenminste, het begin was de callgever, dus ik heb hem gewoon aan laten staan. Dat is misschien wel grappig, maar dat ga ik niet elke dag doen. Tenzij het via de eten gaat, dan zal het moeten. This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. This is part 3 of our series on operating ham radio with a modest output power of less than 5 watts. Much less sometimes. Last week I described the importance of a good antenna for QRP operation because in a ham radio station the chain is always as good or bad as the weakest link. And I talked about the large amount of manufacturers of equipment that is available for working QRP. Most amateur transceivers can provide around 100 watts of transmit power, but in some parts of the world, such as the US, amateurs can use up to 1500 watts and sometimes even more. In several countries, there are novice licenses that allow only 25 watts or even 5 watts. QRP enthusiasts argue that it is not always necessary to use so much output power and that using a large transmitting power increases the chance of interference of nearby television sets, radios and telephones. In several countries, including the US, the rules for amateur radio operation even state that always the minimum amount of output power should be used that is required to maintain the QSO. If I'm not mistaken, there's also something like that in the IARU recommendations with the band plans. Last time I already spoke about the wide variety of available QRP equipment on the market, which is partly produced by companies that amateurs who are not interested in QRP usually will never have heard of. Brands such as QRP Ver, Omega Radio, Wilderness Radio and Hendrix, Small Wonder Labs. However, a lot of DIY work is also being done, which is facilitated by the fact that many receivers, transmitters and transceivers for working QRP are relatively simple. Traditionally, there's also a lot of kit building being done. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the Mighty KBC.
Hello, hello. This is Mike Marsh, G1IAR, here with the TX News podcast of the GB2RS National News for Sunday, the 24th of November 2019, supplied by the Radio Society of Great Britain and brought to you by TX Factor. The news headlines this week: big news for the 6-metre band, the RSGB board responsibilities change, and 5 train the trainers courses next year. The World Radio Communication Conference 2019 has concluded in Egypt. The 3,300 delegates have considered many aspects of radio, including several that will affect our hobby. Perhaps the biggest news is that the conference has approved an allocation in the 50 MHz band for amateurs in Region 1. The amateur service now has a baseline secondary allocation of 50 to 52 MHz in the main ITU allocation table for Region 1. A total of 44 named Region 1 countries will now have a primary allocation in all or part of the 50 to 54 MHz band. You can find full details on this and all of the WRC19 outcomes that affect amateur radio online at rsgb.org/WRC-19 and also on the RSGB social media channels. The RSGB gratefully acknowledges the work done by our volunteers and all of the IARU team and thanks everyone involved for an outstanding effort over the last 4 years. Recent appointments to the board have given the RSGB an opportunity to redistribute responsibilities and activities. These are now grouped across 4 teams, assisted by a support team. Each team comprises several committees, honorary officers, and other groups with a related purpose. And for more information about the teams, head over to the RSGB board webpage online at rsgb.org/board. The RSGB would like to thank all the clubs that have offered to host a Train the Trainers course in their area during 2020. 5 courses have now been confirmed. They're in Telford on the 21st of March, Cardiff on the 18th of April, Stockport on the 30th of May, Abergale on the 20th of June, and Margate on the 11th of July. Now, if you'd like to attend a Train the Trainers course, then you can register by contacting the Train the Trainers administrator. You've got to do it by email to trainthetrainers, all one word, at rsgb.org.uk, indicating which course at which venue you'd like to attend. We've released 2 more videos from the RSGB convention to members. In the first, Sam Jewell, Golf 4 Delta, Delta Kilo, explores the ICOM IC9700 and looks at how it measures up as a VHF DX transceiver. In the second video, Neil Smith, Golf 4 Delta Bravo November, looks at the ins and outs of digimodes in I Can Hear It, But Why Won't It Decode? Both of these videos can now be found online at rsgb.org/video, and the accompanying slides for Neil's talk are online at g4dbn.uk. Now, are you signed up for the RSGB membership updates, which includes news of vouchers and offers? Black Friday is coming up this week. Whatever actually Black Friday is, so make sure you hear about everything the RSGB will be doing to coincide with this event. Signing up is very easy. Just log into your membership services portal at rsgb.org/members, go to the Update Preferences section and click Subscribe right next to the RSGB Membership Updates. The Membership Services portal is also the place to manage your RSGB membership account. Now, you could still host the GB19 YOTA for this year's Youngsters on the Air month in December. It's a great opportunity to encourage youngsters to get on the air and to learn more about the practical side of the hobby. The RSGB is keen for people to take part across the UK and is particularly looking for groups in Scotland and anywhere in Ireland. Operations can be any mode on HF, VHF or UHF. Certificates and awards are given out by the IARU for participating in the event, and if you'd like some more information, head over online to rsgb.org/YOTA-month. Now, there's still time to book on to our Introduction to Amateur Radio workshop, which will take place on Saturday the 14th of December at Bletchley Park. It's open to anyone aged 17 or over, and it will provide an insight into the world of amateur radio through talks, videos and demonstrations. Attendees will gain knowledge on shortwave communications, including voice, Morse code and digital signal transmissions, and also learn how to track satellites and the International Space Station. Now, pre-booking is essential, so go ahead and do that at bletchleypark.org.uk/whats-on for more information and to make a booking. That's your headline news for this week. Now, why don't we take a look at the details of rallies and events for the upcoming week. The 42nd CATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar takes place on Sunday, the 24th of November. The venue is Oasis Academy in Coolston on the Homefield Road, Old Coolston, where the postcode is Charlie Romeo 5, 1 Echo Sierra. Now, doors open from 10 in the morning until 2 p.m. and the £1.50 entry fee includes a free tea or coffee. Now, there will be second-hand equipment, flea market tables, traders and a bring and buy stand, and an RSGB bookstall too. Refreshments are available on site, and if you'd like some more information, contact Andy Golf Zero Kilo Zulu Tango on his mobile, which is 07729866600, or you can head over online to catsradio.org. Also on Sunday, the 24th, it's the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Rally. It takes place at the Spennymoor Leisure Centre at 32 High Street in Spennymoor in County Durham. And the postcode there is Delta Lima 166 Delta Bravo. The venue's got lots of good parking and access to the large ground floor hall. There will be the usual radio, computer, electronics and bring and buy stalls, as well as catering and a bar. Doors open at 10:30 in the morning and disabled visitors can get in at 10:15. Admission is £2, with accompanied under 14s getting in free of charge. More details are available from John, Golf 4 Lima Romeo Golf, on his mobile, which is 07775 696568. The annual Hog Roast at Martin Lynch & Sons will take place on the 30th of November at their premises in Staines, Tango Whiskey 182 Alpha Papa. The doors open from 8 in the morning. There's a breakfast burger if ever I heard one. Lecture streams will also take place in the MLNS Training Academy in the morning by SDR Play. And Steve Venner will also be giving an insight into running the MLNS Radio Workshop. This year's event is kindly sponsored by ICOM UK, JVC Kenwood and Yaesu Japan. We've got no more rallies or events listed so far for 2019, so if you've got stuff going on next year, please send us your details of your 2020 rally and your event plans as soon as you possibly can. Do it via email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. All right, let's move on to the DX news now, and it comes from 425 DX News and other sources. The Radio Club of Savran will activate 6 Whiskey 7 Papa Charlie Tango from Senegal until the 25th of November. A team of 4 will operate CW, SSB and digital modes, with 3 stations including activity during the CWWWDXCW contest. QSL for this is via Club Logs OQRS or via the Bureau to Fox 5 Kilo Kilo Delta or direct to Fox 8 Golf Golf Victor. A team will be active as Oscar Charlie 3 Charlie Sierra from the archaeological site of Cerro Sechin in northern Peru on the 29th and the 30th of November. 2 stations will operate SSB and digital modes on the HF bands. QSL is via Oscar Alpha 40 or direct or via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Alex Kilo Uniform 1 Charlie Whiskey will be active as Papa 4 / Kilo Uniform 1 Charlie Whiskey from Aruba. IOTA reference there, Sierra Alpha 036. It's going on until the 26th of November. And also as Papa 4 0 Charlie during the CQWWDXCW contest. QSL is via Logbook of the World. And members of the Slovenia Contest Club are operating as 9 Goal 5 Whiskey until the 27th of November. Activity is on the 160 to 10 metre bands using CW, SSB and RTTY and other digital modes. This includes being an entry in the CQ Worldwide DXCW Contest, and QSL is via Logbook of the World. Martha, Juliet Alpha Zero, Romeo Quebec Victor will be operating as Alpha 35 Juliet Papa from Tongatapu Island, which is Oscar Charlie 049, while involved in an international project. Activity will be on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, SSB and FT8, and he also plans to activate IOTA references Oscar Charlie 191, 123, 064 and 169 during his stay, and QSL there is to his home call. And finally, Eric, Oscar Echo 4 Alpha Alpha Charlie, is on the air as Delta 4 Charlie Charlie from Sal Island, which is Alpha Foxtrot 086, until the 30th of November. Activity is on the 40 to 10 metre bands using CW and some FT8 as well. And this also includes being an entry in the CQ Worldwide DXCW Contest. QSL there is to the home call. Moving on to the special events news now. This won't take long. We've actually got no details of any special events this week. So, if you've got any forthcoming events coming up, please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible. We've actually not received special event station info from Ofcom in recent months, so you must let us know to get your event publicised on GB2RS, in Radcom and online. So that was quick. Let's move on to the contest news now. And the CQWW DXCW ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 on Sunday, the 24th. Now, this CW-only event uses all the contest bands from 1.8 to 28 megahertz. The exchange is signal report and zone, which is 14 for the UK. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs 19:30 through 22:30. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 GHz bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Wednesday, it's the UK EI Contest Club 80 meter contest running from 2000 through to 2100. Using CW only, the exchange is your four character locator square. Now on Thursday, the Autumn Series runs from 2000 hours through 2130. Using CW only on the 80 meter band, the exchange there is signal report and serial number. And finally, the UK 6 meters group Winter Marathon begins on Sunday, the 1st of December, and it runs right up until the end of January. There are no specific operating modes or periods. Basically, just work as many locator squares as you can on the 50 megahertz band. So, what are the RF conditions likely to be for the upcoming week? Well, here is the radio propagation report compiled by Golf 0 Kilo Yankee Alpha, Golf 3 Yankee Lima Alpha, and Golf 4 Bravo Alpha Oscar on Friday, the 22nd of November. The predicted poor geomagnetic conditions forecast for late on the 16th actually didn't amount to much. In the event, the KP index rose to 3 before settling back down again quite quickly. The sun remained spotless all week again as we get close to the minimum, and as such, HF propagation was relatively poor all week long. Daytime critical frequencies have been mostly in the range of 4.5 to 5 megahertz, which really prevents short-range propagation on 40 meters. Thursday the 21st was the exception, though, when the Chilton Ionosonde recorded a critical frequency of 5.925 megahertz at 11:30 UTC, which equates to a maximum usable frequency of more than 24 megahertz over a 3,000-kilometer path. This may have been due to short-lived ionospheric enhancement caused by a coronal hole solar wind stream. which saw the speed increase to more than 500 kilometres per second. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain at 69 to 70. Geomagnetic conditions will likely be poor, but recovering this weekend after a predicted KP index rise to 5 on the 21st or the 22nd. Once the coronal hole has moved out and is out of the Earth's strike zone, the ionosphere should settle down for the rest of the week. Meanwhile, Chris, Golf Mike 3 Whiskey Oscar Juliet, and Keith, Golf Mike 4 Yankee X-Ray India, are still active as Victor Kilo 9 Charlie Zulu on Cocos Keeling Island, which is Oscar Charlie 003. Now, the best time for propagation from the UK can actually be checked online at vk9cz2019.com. It's a long way to the Indian Ocean, but a contact is achievable with the right mode and at the right time. Don't forget, it's also the CQWWCW this weekend, which always guarantees lots of HF activity. Let's look upwards now, though, at the VHF and upwards propagation news. And this week actually seems to be a good week to try satellites if you're not active on the microwave bands. There seems to be a majority view amongst the weather models that this will be another low pressure week. Now, it means further periods of rain and showers with a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands again. This unsettled weather type with a strong jet stream over the country can lead to rapid development of lows and potentially very strong winds. Not identifiable beyond a day or two, but well worth checking the daily forecasts, particularly the wind speeds. Of course, the opposite side of the coin is high pressure, and it looks to be completely off the playlist during the coming week, which means Tropo is most definitely off the agenda. Moon declination is negative again this week, reaching minimum on Friday. Moon windows and maximum moon elevation will fall accordingly. The moon reached perigee on Thursday, its closest approach to the Earth of the lunar month, at 366,709 kilometres. So losses are low, but will increase throughout the week. The sun and moon are very close on Tuesday, and generally 144 megahertz sky temperature will also be high, reaching a peak of over 3000 Kelvin on Thursday. There is one small meteor shower on Thursday. It's the November Orionids, but nothing to really get too excited about because they have a zenithal hourly rate of just 3. And that is it from the propagation team for another week. And that is your GB2RS national news for the UK from around the world for yet another week. Regional GB2RS news will be on the air over the weekend, by the way. So if you want to catch up on all the local gossip, all the news that's happening in your area, and there are many regional broadcasts on the air on Sunday, all you got to do is track down your local newsreader. He's doing it. You can actually head over to the TX Factor website, where we've got a very, very useful PDF file of all the local broadcasters up and down the country. Go to txfactor.co.uk, click on the GB2RS news tab, and there you will find that PDF file of all the broadcasters up and down the country, what time they're on the air, what band they're on, what mode they're using, and believe me, there are lots of broadcasters, so you definitely won't miss out on your local news. I'm Mike Marsh, G1IR, reporting with the TX News weekly podcast of GB2RS. Thank you for listening. Good DX this week, and we'll see you back here next week with the very latest update of GB2RS News.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. A while ago, I set up a whisper or weak signal propagation reporter at home. Before I go into the details, whisper is an amateur radio protocol that allows stations to transmit their call sign, location, and power level, and for receivers around the globe to decode those and upload the results to a central database. It's a great way to see what you can hear and what propagation is like. A couple of months ago, the regulator changed the Australian license conditions determination, the rules of engagement around amateur radio, and now all licensed amateurs in Australia can even set up a transmitter, although I haven't yet. Receiving is plenty of fun, and anyone can do that. Initially, I used a piece of Windows software to track the contacts, but to me it was like ordering a courier with an 18-wheeler to pick up a postage stamp. I looked around and found a piece of software that runs nicely on a single-board Raspberry Pi computer. The software is called RTL SDR_WhisperD, It's a mouthful, but it works nicely on a pie with an RTL SDR dongle. The dongle I have is capable of using all HF frequencies, up to 1766 MHz, so I can technically hear the 23cm band, though I haven't actually heard any stations there. I created a list of all the published whisper frequencies and I listen to a frequency for 15 minutes, pick another frequency at random and do it again, all day every day. My log for this installation goes back about 8 months and I get about 100 contacts every month or so. You might think that that's a lot of contacts, but really it's not. The antenna is indoors, it's under a metal roof, and while it's on the second floor, it's far from ideal, but it works surprisingly well. What have I learned from this experience? I've heard 36 different stations across 11 countries and 23 grid squares. The furthest was Golf Zero Charlie Charlie Lima, a club station in Cambridge in the United Kingdom, which was transmitting on 20 metres with 5 watts. I heard it 14,750 kilometres away. There are plenty of other things that I can extract from this. The most popular band is 20 metres. It accounts for nearly 70% of the contacts I heard. Surprisingly, I'm also hearing contacts on 80 metres, as well as on every other amateur band that my receiver can hear. The 6-metre band is pretty popular too, nearly 13% of the stations I heard. For my receiver, between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning was the best time to hear something. Together they account for just under 20% of the contacts. Locally, the worst time is 8 a.m. in the morning. From the data I've collected, April and May were the most active, accounting for nearly 70% of the contacts. I must point out that the log is not continuous. There's gaps when the logging station wasn't switched on and when I was switching antennas and locations. So using the statistics I've given you here for your own station are probably not going to work quite the same. The whisper mode isn't perfect. It will happily decode rubbish and report on that. So I've manually filtered out the bogus information, like, for example, a grid square, X-ray India 97 Lima Kilo, or call sign 3 kilo echo stroke 21 X-ray whiskey kilo, where neither the location or the prefix are real. I can tell you that I was surprised that my station can hear 80 metres on the little telescopic rabbit ear antenna supplied with my dongle. That same antenna is also fine at hearing 6 metres, so I'm pretty happy with that. One thing that this little experiment reveals for me is that a cheap dongle is a perfectly fine way to start playing with a limited budget. It offers the opportunity to explore the RF spectrum using modern tools and techniques. Much of what I describe is absolutely possible with a traditional radio. Originally, I had my station set up like that. It consisted of my Yaesu FT857D, a 12-volt power supply, a CAT cable, an audio interface, and a computer. In stark contrast, my current setup consists of two things: a Raspberry Pi with an RTL SDR dongle plugged in. While this setup cannot transmit, neither could I, at the time. Since then, there have been advances in both. There are all band whisper transmitters for a similar cost to a Pi and a dongle. Power it up, configure it, and you're good to go. I'm eyeing off that as a future project, since it's perfect to use to see what bands are open for your station at any given moment. If you've never had a go, you should. I've documented how my monitor station works, and you can find it on the projects page on my website at vk6flab.com. Whisper is a really nice way to get into many different aspects of our hobby, and the barrier to entry is your imagination. I'm Ono, a Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.